Back in 1965, still another mother cried as her son was sent off to a land called Charlie's Paradise. Billy was a soldier in the bush, he played for keeps. The enemy was all around, didn't Charlie ever sleep? Ordered up the hill one day to take it and make a stand. Billy never made it back, he was dealt with Charlie's hand. Maybe he's a lucky one, cause we still feel the pain of a thousand wounded players who took part in Charlie's game. One of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left his golden arm, but his spirit still is on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. He's walking with us on the last patrol. We were proud to call him brother. We were proud of what he'd done. Would it have been any different if America had won? Not too late to thank him or tell him that you miss him. You can tell him that you love him. Touch his name upon the wall. One of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left his soul in numb, but his spirit still lives on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. He's walking with us on the last patrol.
Patrol Radio Show is a program dedicated to my brothers and sisters who have and to those who are now serving America in the U.S. military, the police and security, firefighters, and EMS. This is a Veterans to Veterans ministry. By God's grace, we're here to serve and help bring the truth to you through the word and the life of Jesus Christ. I'm Pastor Ted Marshall. I served as a dog man, that is a canine handler, in the U.S. Air Force Security Police in the Vietnam War. I know that the bond we as veterans have is very special, and we can talk to each other. This program is for you and your family. Let us ask for guidance from our Lord to inspire and to hear from Him on how much He loves you. And the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Philippians 4:7. The Last Patrol Radio Program is a talk to vets ministry, hosting guests from the Christian veterans community, and the caring and loving people who bring information and loving gratitude for all of you who are our nation's finest treasure. Here in the home of the brave, you are the brave in that home. You and I will have lots to share on subjects we can learn from using the Perfect Operations Planning Manual, the POPM, also known as the Bible. Heart to heart, vet to vet, patriot to patriot, welcome home. The Last Patrol is about realizing that we have a mission that we're being called to. Each of us has a special place in this patrol. We have and are now continuing a specialized training for this task and mission. This is a highly motivated and extremely skilled operational team with overpowering strength, courage, and leadership support. The air power as well, the universe knows none is awesome. The ground troops are all in the army of the Lord. We are God's warriors. Who can stand against us? Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not on your own understanding in all your ways. Acknowledge Him, and He will make your paths straight. Proverbs 3, verses 5 through 6. Walk with us on the last patrol. Hi, I'm Pastor Ted. I'd like to read from you from Luke 11:21. This is the NIV version. When a strong man fully armed guards his own house, his possessions are safe. As in a previous show, we discussed sheep, wolves, and sheepdogs. Just to bring that back to your attention a bit, we know that a lot of people out there are sheep. They really don't like the sheepdog, and the sheepdog's only purpose is to protect the sheep. The wolves are out there. We know it. The wolves kill, destroy. They're evil. We know that the only defense that the sheep have is denial. They deny that their wolves are out there, which is a grave mistake on their part. And the sheepdogs are the ones that will step in and try to protect the sheep from the wolf. And as we said in that dissertation that we read, that sad thing to watch all the sheep try to hide behind that one sheepdog who's trying to protect them. But in any other time, they have disdain for that sheepdog. Things are happening around the country now and around the world that, as a pastor and as a past law enforcement firearms instructor, civilian instructor, and also a martial arts instructor, and in the business that I had in the private business, I had a protection and investigation agency, did international work. It seems to me that American people are finally starting to wake up. Things I've noticed and I feel very uncomfortable about, and I've always said, you know, as I'm driving around or going into different, when I see a sign that says no firearms allowed, for those of us that are lawfully have a license to carry a concealed weapon, I feel, and I always kind of felt that, well, if you're denying me my right to protect myself, then if something happens to me, you should be liable. If you go into a mall and I see the signs there and something happens there and I'm not able to protect my family or protect myself or protect even the people around me because you're denying me a right to carry a licensed, authorized, legal firearm, then you're accepting responsibility for my safety and for everybody's safety there. Safety falls through and an attacker comes in and kills and hurts many people, then you're liable. Finally, it happened. The court system has worked its way around, and I must say the great state of Tennessee actually doing something about it. This is from a news report that I read today. It's great. It's able to see what's going on. Basically, let me tell you what this is about. On July 1st, businesses that disarm concealed carry permit holders with gun-free signage will be liable for the safety of those permit holders. This is now a law that's been goes into effect now in Tennessee. It simply says Tennessee businesses that disarm concealed carry permit holders are now liable for their safety. When the law contained in SB 1736 takes effect, business owners who demand law-abiding citizens to disarm themselves will assume liability for injuries that occur while on the posted premises. Moreover, the business owners will be liable for injuries a concealed permit holder incurs retreating from the business to a vehicle during an emergency or to retrieve a gun from the business owner has barred. In summary, SB 1736 makes it clear, present law authorities, persons in control of property, to post a notice that prohibits firearms on that premises. This bill imposes a duty of care of any person who posts that property to prohibit firearms, whereby such person will be responsible for the safety of any handgun carry permit holder while that permit holder is on the posted premises and traversing any area and are from the premises that location where the permit holder's firearm is stored. The duty of care created by this bill will extend to the conduct of other invitees, trespassers, employees are. Trespassers are the persons of entirety, any vicious animals, wild animals, or defensive man-made or natural hazards. The state law, SB 1736, passed the Senate by a vote of 26-4 on March 16th. It passed in the House by a vote of 77-13. On April 18th, Governor Bill Haslam, the Republican, signed Bill April 27th. This is a big step. It's a great state of Tennessee has stepped up to actually protect those that are possibly in harm. Most of these attacks that you've seen, these massive attacks, have been in gun-free zones. As a former firearms law enforcement instructor, standing behind these people, who are saying that no more are you disallowing their rights of lawful concealed weapons permit holders to protect themselves. I know this is a subject that a lot of people out there will try to say, you know, well, you're a pastor. What are you trying to do? What are you trying to say about this as compared to the Lord? What does the Lord say about it? Let's go to Luke 11:21. When a strong man, fully armed, guards his own house, his possessions are safe. How about Nehemiah 4:17-18? Who were building the wall? Those carried the materials, did their work with one hand held on a weapon, and the other says each of the builders wore his sword at his side as he worked. But the man who sounded the trumpet stayed with me. Also, we can go to 2 Timothy 1-7. For the Spirit of God gives us does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. We are compassionate people, but also we need to be an observant people that love and cherish life, but also are willing to protect it. David talked about it in Psalm 144. I'm asking you now, go to Psalm 144 in your Bible and read that. Read that entire Psalm 144. We'll talk about it in just a little bit. You can see that the disarming of America, disarming of the American personnel or persons who believe that they have a right to protect themselves and their family, is an ongoing cancer which has spread very widely through this country. It's a cancer that's trying to eat away at our liberties. And not only that, but to make us more dependent on the government for protection. Well, how's that working out for you? How'd that work out for the people in Orlando a couple of weeks ago? Not very well. You see, what boils down to this, we have to rely on ourselves. There's an old saying that I used to say to the police officers when I was training for their firearms, and when they would ask questions about, you know, having weapons at home or carrying weapons full-time and concealed permits and so, I simply said this, you know, the facts are very, very strong, and here's what the facts say. The facts say when seconds count, police are minutes away. Do you understand what I'm saying? You don't have the time to wait. You don't have the time to dial 911 and be put on hold. You don't have time for dialing 911 and waiting 10 minutes, 15 minutes for someone to show up, especially if you're in a rural area. Time will kill you. Ladies and gentlemen, it's tough. I know for a lot of folks out there to grasp the situation, it's tough for a lot of folks to finally say to themselves, you know, I better step up. I better step up and I better stop just relying on denial that says, well, you know, it's not really going to happen. Most likely it's not going to happen. I wish it doesn't happen. I hope it doesn't happen. Maybe it won't happen to me. Maybe if it does happen, they'll miss. They won't be able, their gun will jam. Or maybe if it happens to me, they'll feel bad about it and just give up. That is denial. And that, my friend, is a slippery slope to really getting yourself in a lot of trouble, and especially the folks that you love. As I said, and as I talked about before, I talked to police officers. I used to train them for many years, and security personnel also. And I always asked them this question: what if one day you decided to get up, and you're a lawfully certified police officer, you're able to carry your weapon off duty, civilian that has a concealed permit, and you're lawfully able to carry that weapon, and you decide today, well, you know, I don't want to put that little holster on and carry that gun under my belt, or I don't want to put the firearm in my purse, or, you know, concealed place that you normally carry it. And said, you know, I'm just going to go to the store. I'm going to go to get some gas. I'm going to go do this errand and that errand, and I'll be home soon. How many times have people done this when it relates to having a car accident? Well, I'm just going to go do this, do that. I'm only a few miles from home, and what happens? Well, most of the car accidents happen within a few miles from home in that short drive in a small area. Unfortunately, most of the situations that we're seeing nowadays, especially in the urban areas and the rural areas, is that they happen at gas stations, they happen at the convenience stores, they happen at places where people normally are just going to pick up, do some normal chores. They can happen in a fast food restaurant. They can happen at a regular little restaurant. Folks, they can happen anywhere, and they are and they have been happening. You got to stand up. You've got to realize that as a good Christian, You have an obligation to protect your family. You have an obligation to protect and love each other. And loving each other means also, as a sheepdog, protecting the flock. As a pastor, you know, we have a flock. We have people in our congregation, or we have people that we minister to that are part of a people that are under our wings, our umbrella for protection, spiritual prayer, spiritual love, encouragement. But also, I need to say this, we need to step up and say, hey, we need to protect them also physically. 2 Timothy 1, verse 7. For the Spirit of God does not make us timid, but gives us power, love, and self-discipline. I think it's self-discipline to prepare yourself for a day. I think self-discipline that each time that you walk out into this world, that you have brought with you a means to protect yourself, protect your family, and protect your fellow man, if you have the wherefore to do so. Now, I'm not asking everybody who does not feel that they can do this. Well, make sure that you have somebody around you that does. I know that's a hard thing to say to a lot of folks. It seems that, well, this seems to be like a circle the wagons mentality. The bad guys are out there, folks. This is not circle the wagons. This is not just an exercise in futility. This is no longer an exercise. It's an operational option that must be adhered to. Your personal safety. Certain things that you can do as a security professional, as someone that was trained to do executive protection, protecting people, part of that was to train my protectees, to train the people that we were protecting, to self-protect, to be self-aware, to be more cognizant of what's going on around them. I think one of the most dangerous things out there right now is the addiction of people to the cell phones, addiction to the smartphones. Basically, wherever they go or wherever they're walking, they have that cell phone in front of their face, and they're looking at texts or they're looking at something on the screen there and not observing what the heck is around them. Recently, I saw a video of an attack which was done at a college about 2 years ago, and the video was finally released, and it showed a man came in with a firearm and started shooting, and he had a rifle, and he started shooting, and his rifle jammed. When it jammed, and somebody went walking right by him, looking down at their smartphone with earplugs in, and did not even hear the commotion of when another young man jumped out and wrestled and was fighting with the guy to try to get the rifle away from him. This person walked directly in front of them, probably about 30 steps, a path walking right by them, and did not even notice it, did not even see what was going on around them. I'm sure you've seen the situations where you've seen people with their smartphones walking on a sidewalk and walking into walking right off the curb. They walk into cars. They're becoming not only sheep, but they're becoming electronically disabled sheep. Wake up. Wake up and live, or go to sleep and die. That's all I can say. We need to make ourselves more physically aware of our surroundings. We need to try to step in and talk to other folks that are becoming so oblivious to what is around them that their safety is in jeopardy every day. Walking into some place and not looking around, not seeing, first of all, half the time I wonder how the people find their cars. Well, guess what? There's an app that will help them locate where their car is. They cannot rely on their memory anymore, so they don't know what section they walked into the mall. It was the east entrance, west entrance, southeast entrance. They don't know. They don't care. Faces are down. They're looking at the little screen, and it's time to go home. They just turn the app on that helps them locate where their car is located. How dependent is that? It's ridiculous. It's ridiculous. Above everything else, it could be a fatal mistake. As you're walking back out there in the parking lot in the evening or even during the daytime, they're not even looking around them. They're not looking to see if there's anybody in a car next to them that they're getting ready to get into their own car. They're not looking to see if anybody's following them. They're not looking to see if anybody is and wait across the parking lot in another parking spot looking at them. They have total blinders on. And unfortunately, this seems to be the norm now. It seems to be where most people in the sheep mentality are in that particular unsafe behavior. Folks, I care about you. I care about the folks out there. I care about my loved ones. I care about my congregation. I care about my radio audience that's listening to me out there. I'm asking you desperately to please, please, if you are able, take a course. Learn how to fire a weapon safely. Learn how to be able to keep yourself safe in a situation. Learn some critical thinking, some critical security measures on things that you can do around your home, in your car, things that you can carry with you for emergencies. Time is coming when all these things are going to be needed. And unfortunately, it doesn't have to be a major catastrophe for that to be needed. It can happen anytime. It can be not such a major catastrophe, but believe me, if you're assaulted and you're hurt, that in your life is a major catastrophe, isn't it? Now think about it. Those folks that got up and went to work, just like every other American, went to work and in San Bruno, California, and all of a sudden people come in there and start shooting everything up. They were working in a gun-free zone. They were working in a place where they were not protected. Shame on the authorities that put that law in effect for them. Shame on those people who deny us the ability to protect ourselves. This country's waking up, and I am calling for it to be woke up. Be woke up before it's put to sleep forever. As I mentioned earlier, we're going to talk about Psalm 144. This is David, and here's what he was saying in Psalm 144. Praise be to the Lord, my rock, who trains my hands for war and my fingers for battle. He is my loving God, my fortress, my stronghold, my deliverer, my shield in whom I take refuge, who subdues people under me. Lord, what are human beings that you care for them, mere mortals that you think of them? They are like breaths. They are like days. They are like fleeting shadows. Part your heaven, Lord, and come down. Touch the mountains so that they smoke. Send forth lightning and scatter the enemy. Shoot your arrows and rout them. Reach down your hand from on high. Deliver me and rescue me from the mighty warriors, from the hands of foreigners, whose mouths are full of lies, whose right hands are deceitful. I will sing a new song to you, my God. On the 10-string lyre I will make music to you, to the one who gives victory to kings, who delivers his servant David from the deadly sword. Then our sons' youth, we were like nurtured plants, and our daughters will be like pillars carved to adorn the palace. Our barns will be filled with every kind of provision. Our sheep will be increased by thousands and by 10,000s in our field. Our oxen will draw heavy loads. There will be no breaching of walls, no going into captivity, no cry of distress in our streets. Blessed is the people for whom this is true. Blessed is the people who God is the Lord. I know the Lord has given me an incredible opportunity. He's given me an opportunity to share and for this radio ministry to grow and for his word to be taught and his word to be heard. I am humbled about this opportunity. When I look at this opportunity and I look at what the Lord is doing in my life, I'm excited. I'm excited about the possibilities of being able to reach other folks and have them learn the truth and the way and the life of Jesus Christ. I'm also excited of people being able to step up on their own and not being relied on other people to protect them, not relying on other people for their total safety and well-being. I'm excited for people to be like the pioneers that this country has always started and always had. The pioneers that are self-reliant, the pioneers that believe in each other and the Lord above, and the pioneers that do not run from danger but face it head on. That's what America is. America's a God-loving country. Not like our president has said that we're no longer a Christian nation. I beg to differ with that. Sure, there's been a fall, and we know that that fall is very evident. But there is an incredible movement going on that's stirring in the hearts of each of us, each American, that knows that this is the last place for great expectations. This is the last place on this planet that God has given the direction and the abilities to do extremely wonderful things in His name. I want to thank you for listening today. And just remember in Luke 1:79, to shine on these living in darkness and the shadow of death, to guide our feet into the path of peace. In 1 Corinthians 15:57, but thanks be to God, He gives us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. I am so thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ has taken me in. I'm so thankful that the Lord Jesus Christ has taken this ministry and given us an opportunity to share His word and share His love and to share His strength. Because through Him, all things are possible. He is the one that gives us strength. He is the one that you can rely on. And He will help you in self-reliance and self-protection. He will help and guide you in the ways that He knows that you need to be self-aware of danger and self-aware of those that are lying to you and self-aware of those that are deceiving you and self-aware of those that are trying to take your religious freedoms away. Stand up. Stand up now. And thank the Lord. The Last Patrol Radio Show is AVRM, American Veterans Radio Ministries, which is a ministries of Great Hope Christian Fellowship Church in Tampa, Florida. You can go to the website at www.myghcf.com or you can go to facebook.com/myghcf. Once again, this is Pastor Ted Marshall thanking you for listening to the Last Patrol Radio Show.
Back in 1965, still another mother cried as her son was sent off to a land called Charlie's Paradise. Billy was a soldier in the bush. He played for keeps. The enemy was all around. Didn't Charlie ever sleep? Ordered up the hill one day to take it and make a stand. Billy never made it back. He was dealt with Charlie's hand. Maybe he's a lucky one, 'cause we still feel the pain of 1,000 wounded players who took part in Charlie's game. He's one of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left his soul in numb, but his spirit still lives on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. Walking with us on the last patrol. We were proud to call him brother. We were proud of what he'd done. Would it have been any different if America had won? Not too late to thank him or tell him that you miss him. You can tell him that you love him. Touch his name upon the wall. He's one of a million unsung heroes whose story forever goes untold. He left his soul in numb, but his spirit still lives on. He's walking with us on the last patrol. Walk walking with us on the last patrol.